You back here, Chris?
Yep, I'm here.
Great. Thanks so much for holding. So Chris is a patient of mine, for those of you who may have just tuned in, and we're talking about his experience finding and utilizing the nutrition response testing. And maybe just for a little bit, Chris, just in case we've got some new people tuning in, which always happens, you were suffering from essentially chronic digestive problems that got worse and worse, and you did something about it.
Yeah, we did.
After a year.
Yeah.
Although, in all fairness, you had essentially tried to use the conventional Western methodologies of prescription medications, and that quote-unquote worked, that is to say it masked the symptoms for a period of time, but you could see that the course of this thing was not headed in the right direction.
Exactly.
Talk about that just a little bit.
Well, the medication, you know, like I said, I started out with Zantac, and that seemed to work for a while. And then when I had my last episode last Christmas, I was taking Zantac and Pepto and everything, and nothing would make it go away. Nothing would stop it.
Yeah.
And then I went to the emergency room, and they gave me Prilosec, and that worked for about a month, and then that wouldn't work. And I got tired of feeling like I was going to die, and I called you.
And of course, you had been listening to the radio show for quite some time. And why did it take you so, what one might consider so long to respond to it? I mean, what was it that, and then what was it that turned the tide? I know that people would like to know that.
I was not willing to make the change. When I was listening to the show before, you know, you mentioned that we would be making some changes, and I was not prepared to make any changes yet until I really thought I was not going to be around anymore.
You're telling me that you were just in your own mind on the verge of passing on?
Yeah.
And that was it?
That's what finally got me.
Oh, my goodness.
To say I could make a change. But it's actually been fun. I love shopping for fruits and vegetables, eating zucchini, you know, stuff we ate as kids. And
I haven't taken you off meat. Come on.
No, yeah, no meat. I can have meat. Meat's good. But
eggs? Eggs?
Yes, eggs.
Yeah. Have I taken you off dairy?
No, you said I can eat dairy.
There you go. So what?
I thought that was my problem.
Yeah. It was never the problem.
No.
It was never the problem. So you're eating every kind of vegetable under the sun. You can have eggs, you can have dairy, and you can have meat and fish and chicken, poultry. But the things you really need to avoid, and it turns out that although everybody's different,
yep,
and that's what the nutrition response testing technology and evaluation is all about, but it turns out it's all this high glycemic stuff. Like the grains and the sugars and the processed foods and all of those types of things. And, you know, I opened the show talking about, you know, the brain food and what was the best brain food and the irony about the fact that you know, most nutritionists and doctors and sort of the conservative, you know, groups are telling people to avoid this food. And you know what it is? Fat.
Oh, right.
Fat. Mm-hmm. High quality fat from butter, from eggs,
mm-hmm,
from high quality animal fats. Boy, that sounds like a direct you know, challenge to the current approach, right?
Yes, it is.
But you're feeling better.
I am. I'm feeling much better.
I'm feeling better. Anybody you've ever heard on the show is feeling better. So either we have been somehow co-opted by an alien species set on this planet to disrupt, right, all that is currently in place.
Right.
Or something must be different.
Yes.
Which theory do you choose?
I like your theory.
You don't like the alien theory?
I like feeling better, and finding out what personally my body needs is amazing.
Yeah. It is. It is amazing. I mean,
yeah.
You know, for most folks probably out there have long since forgotten my story, but, you know, I actually was, almost dead, and it was a 7.5 year struggle for me. And I very reluctantly took up the challenge about changing my lifestyle, you know, cutting out my chocolate chip cookies. Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my goodness. Where's it? Miss, my wife makes such great chocolate chip cookies. Not anymore. She doesn't.
Not anymore, right.
But, you know, at some point, you have to know who you are.
Right.
You have to know what about the body that you're living in so that you can maximize the potential for health, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, when you went to the emergency room, did you have insurance for that?
Yes.
So you were lucky.
I was lucky, yes.
But you can imagine what it might have costed for you to go, what it might have costed. It's great,
yeah.
English.
Oh,
what it might have cost to go to that emergency room.
Yeah, it would have.
I mean, did you see the bill?
Well, my 20% was expensive.
What?
I think it's an 80-20 plan.
But yeah.
I had to pay 20%, and that wasn't cheap.
Which was what? How much?
I think it was $500 or $600.
$500 or $600, and you've actually come to see me, right?
Yep.
And you'll spend maybe $1,000 or $1,500 in 5 months.
Right.
And you went to the emergency room twice.
Twice.
So you could almost pay for the first part of the program, the most intense part of the program, just from that.
Yeah. Well, the first time I even had an ambulance ride, so that was a lot. That was really expensive.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
So it's not the money issue.
No.
No. It's not the money issue.
No.
But it is
changing your mind.
Changing your lifestyle.
Yep.
It's like I always say, if you want to change a life, you've got to change a lifestyle. But the only way you can change a lifestyle is changing your habits.
Yep.
It's the only way you can do it. And, you know, it reminds me of a comedian that I listen to sometimes, and he had this great skit where he was talking about the fact that if he was talking about the convenience gene. He was just sort of naming, you know, human beings in general, the convenience gene he thought was a stronger drug than, you know, heroin or cocaine or anything else. He said, can you imagine if I actually had the cure to cancer, but I said to you, I am not going to reveal this cure unless you put down the remote.
Yep.
You could never use the remote control again, but I've got the cure for cancer and you've got cancer.
Yeah, that'd be a hard choice for love. Amazingly.
Oh, my goodness. But it's so much simpler than that.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, at the end of the day, you know, the habit you're changing is instead of eating, you know, things like sugary products and you know, the fast food snacks and all that sort of stuff, you're actually eating nutrient-dense food. And you eat less, yes?
Yes.
Isn't that something you've noticed?
Yep, and weight is coming off me without trying.
How much have you lost?
I'm down about 10 pounds.
Wow. And, of course, I put you under a strict physical regimen, right?
No, I haven't done it. It's summertime now. I might start doing a little more of that. But basically just food, eliminating a lot of what I was eating and eating the right stuff.
So what would you recommend to people out there? I mean, what, you know, if you had the opportunity to talk to people who were struggling with their health, what would you say to them?
I would say they need to come see you and get off of, you know, the Western medicine that lumps everybody into groups and come find out what you need, you know, personally.
Yeah.
Because we're all different.
Because we're all different. And we say it all the time.
Mm-hmm.
But yet we get lumped all together.
Yep.
Isn't that just bizarre?
We get lumped into prescriptions.
Yeah, yeah. Or sort of the same type of change. Well, Chris, I want to thank you so much for spending the time today. And I know that you and I will inspire somebody to make the change. If we can do it, they can do it. Don't you think?
Absolutely. It's worth it.
All right. Thanks so much for taking the time.
And I'll see you in a couple weeks.
All right, I'll see you in the office in a couple weeks.